Our Celine report today on the Lucianne Lance Show. Washtenaw Christian Academy is a Christian school dedicated to providing a Christ-centered, academically challenging education. And at a time when some schools are having trouble retaining students, Washtenaw Christian Academy is growing. Joining us today to talk about the work that is being done there, we welcome Ann Hurst Christ. It's great to have you back on with us here. You're so involved in the Celine community. You're also representing the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce today. You recently took over a new role at Washtenaw Christian Academy. Tell us about that, Ann Hurst.
I did. First, thank you to you and the chamber, of course. In fact, I was just at a chamber meeting this morning, speaking at a business breakfast that we had about Washtenaw Christian Academy. So 9 months ago, they brought me back on over there. I had done a stint there in 2010 to 12 and have kind of had a bird's eye view for the last 46 years of the history. And I'll get into that in a minute. But they brought me on as the Director of Development and Community Relations. And there is tremendous growth, and I'll get more detailed about that too. And so really they wanted to bring me on to complete a second floor of our building to accommodate hopefully up to 200 more students.
Ann Hurst, tell us what that growth looks like right now for Washtenaw Christian Academy, because I have heard from other districts, other, you know, public school districts, that they're having difficulties retaining students. We're seeing a lot of students moving over to alternative types of educational platforms like Washtenaw Christian Academy. So what is that growth for you right now?
Well, as I was looking at the numbers to present this morning, I mean, we have, since 2018, when Alicia Ceccarelli came in as the head of school, we have tripled our numbers. We had about 100 when she came in 2018. Now, that was low at that time for them, but we have 327 students right now, pre-K to 12th grade. Record enrollments of 46-year history. We have over 60 people on a wait list, which is just phenomenal. Wow. So, you know, I'm a product, and so are you, of public schools, and I will not bash that. I graduated from Celine here. Both of my sons did. My one son is still in the young adult program with special needs. But in the last few years, we have seen a lot of changes within public education, right? And a variety of different reasons, people are looking for other options. And so COVID did us a favor. And with what's happening in public education, obviously, that has helped us with our enrollment. They want an alternative. They want smaller class sizes. More importantly, they want a biblical worldview. And to know that we are an independent, Christian, Christ-centered school. In fact, I'm going to be teaching a class there in the fall, doing a dual enrollment with Spring Arbor. I'm going to teach a psychology class. How wonderful to teach psychology, which I have for years, but with that biblical worldview, you know, throughout. Mm-hmm. And so there is a change in people's minds and perspectives, and more schools, private schools, are popping up and becoming more popular. Of course, there's a cost involved, right? There's tuition. So unfortunately, it can't be for everybody, but we sure do our best to work with as many families as possible to give them the opportunity. We have a variable tuition, so they're able to, different people can come in no matter what they make,
right,
or their means,
so,
which is wonderful.
You said you have more than 60 on a wait list right now. Does that mean 327 is your maximum? That's why you need to increase your space?
Yes. So we do have room at the middle school and the high school level to feed in a few people, but we are locked out space-wise. We are using every single room to its fullest advantage there, and we're getting a little pinched. And so it is time for us to grow. We have these people ready to come in, and most of them are preschool, kindergarten, first grade. They're the elementary and they're the young, because we do have a few spaces at the junior high and high school level. But like I said, we're still kind of in a space problem.
Yeah.
So that second floor, which covers, you know, all but the gym, obviously, the entire second floor could really accommodate up to 200 more students.
So what's happening on the second floor right now?
It's holding a lot of junk. So we're going to have a big garage sale or rummage sale or some sort of sale, because we need to begin to clear all that out. It has been a holding facility for the last, decade plus. But we have plans. We need to update them. We've had different, you know, contractors come in, give us estimates. In fact, Alicia and I are meeting with somebody next Wednesday. She is ready to go. And, you know, we still have a few I's to dot and T's to cross, but we are there. And that was one of the reasons they brought me on. Alicia said, Amherst, I want you to help me finish that second floor. And we have people that are willing to give. That's my department, the development. We have people that have a real vested interest, not just people with kids there, but community people outside even of our Saline, Ann Arbor area, because we draw from all over the place. Mm-hmm. We draw from Lenawee County, Wayne County, even I think we have one coming from Oakland. And so it is time. It's time. We are in a position to be able to do it.
Do you think that when you open that second floor at Washtenaw Christian Academy, which by the way is right at the corner of Moon and Michigan Ave in Saline, that you're going to be able to accommodate those 60 on the wait list and even more, or what are the goals there?
Absolutely. In fact, she said that we could accommodate, Alicia did, 200 more.
Oh, wow.
Now, if we were able to have a school of 500 plus, that would be that would be incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be just, and again, we know this is God. God has preserved this place for 46 years. There have been some hard years where they thought maybe they were going to have to close the doors. And again, when she came in with under 100 students in 2018, when she took over as head of school to where we are now, I mean, again, that's triple.
Yeah, Alicia is a force to be reckoned with. And wasn't she a parent there?
Yes, she was. And she was actually on the board. And yeah, she and her husband started a few different businesses. She was in real estate. She got a great business mind.
Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. And maybe one day Washtenaw Christian Academy will be accommodating 500 plus there, mm-hmm. already tripling what you had just a few years ago. Pretty incredible story. You have everything there at Washtenaw Christian Academy. It's a beautiful facility. You've got great parking. You have sports. Talk a little bit about what some of these amenities are for the students there.
We have sports. And it was funny, we just, you know, in just doing the presentation this morning to the chamber, I think, you know, there's a perception that, well, you're just this tiny little school and you do a little academics and, you know, that's about it. You kind of call it a day. But we have all sorts of different things and, you know, beyond just regular academics. So let me just give you kind of a couple things that I spoke about this morning regarding sports. In the fall, we have cross country, we have girls volleyball, boys soccer, even boys football, that we partnership with a group called the Washtenaw Saints, which is wonderful. But the cross country is like, you know, it's co-ed, it's 6th to 12th grade. Girls volleyball is like 4th to 12th. Soccer's 4th to 12th. I mean, all those things are, you know, fantastic and covering a huge group of students. In winter, we have boys basketball, again, 4th through 12th, girls basketball, girls cheerleading. Spring, we have boys baseball, girls soccer, golf, and boys volleyball. And so those are just, you know, a few of the different things that we have that are, you know, available. And we have art and music. And in fact, this week, they're doing a big one of their dramas. They do two dramas a year. This year, they're doing the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We have a fine arts night where all the kids from different age groups are presenting art projects. Music, we've got a nice praise band, but we also have a few different music productions that we do each year as well. We have trips that the kids go on. In fact, I think it was the 7th and 8th graders that just got back from Chicago. The 10th graders, I believe, went to D.C. And then the 12th graders, I think they're heading down to Louisiana. Even at the beginning of the year as well, the high schoolers go on a 3-day retreat together to kind of create that community, because it is a family. I mean, that's the culture of that place is very different than a public school because it is smaller. And so they go away on a 3-day retreat. The middle schoolers go on a 1-day. And what I love, though, is you've got literally the preschoolers at one end of the school. You've got the high schoolers at the other. But they're coming together every morning for a quick chapel. They're coming together. You know, it's a very cross kind of generational group of people that are really family-like. So beyond, we also have a partnership with a school in Guatemala. So our students are learning more cultural type things. In fact, they FaceTime the kids there. There's a partnership between WCA and this school, and which is another wonderful opportunity. And then they do all sorts of service projects, which, you know, you and I are big on, like get involved in the community, mm-hmm, right?
Right. And that's a very important part, I think, of one's life. WashtenawChristian.org online for more information, WashtenawChristian.org. So this is great to profile Washtenaw Christian Academy because it showcases that there are choices for people when it comes to education, no matter what community you live in. And we even see the Catholic Church in Saline adding on a school now and what they're doing there. So there certainly are a lot of choices for students today. And that's nice to see because not every program works for every student. You have to know your young person and what's going to fit them best, right?
That is right. That is correct. Absolutely. Yeah, it's for, you know, I mean, I worked there back in 2010, 11, 12, and I was a quarter-time guidance counselor, loved my students. At that time, you know, was I thinking about my kids going there? I gave it a thought. It was not going to be a fit for my children at that time. Mm-hmm. Did I love what was being taught? Did I love the biblical worldview? Absolutely. But for my children, both a typical child at that point and one with special needs, you know, my husband and I felt that the public schools were going to be fine. But I always say that if I had a kindergartner right now, personally, they'd be at Washtenaw Christian Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just too much going on. And even though the home life is the most important, right? When you're raising children and, you know, this is the foundation that my husband and I are providing. When you're sitting hours in school and hearing things, even though the foundation at home is the most important, there's still a lot of influence that's coming. And so to be able to sit and talk openly about your faith, to talk openly about the biblical worldview into everything, science, history, you know, math. I mean, we're bringing it into everything. I'm excited to bring it into psychology next fall when I teach.
Well, that's great. Well, I know you're doing a spectacular job there. I've heard great work that you've been doing on the development team and community relations, obviously, and it's wonderful to profile it today on our Saline report. Anything else with the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, which again is really doing great with its growth now as well with Michelle Dugan at the helm there?
I love her. You know, Lucianne's like the first day I met you, like, I just love you, right? When Michelle and I, we met, so I do some emceeing for them here, there, and yonder. And so I was emceeing last fall, the golf outing.
Yes. Right?
And that's where I met her. I don't even know if she had officially come on yet. And instantly we hit it off for a variety of reasons. She is doing a fabulous job. Michelle Cooley is the office assistant. She's doing an incredible job. They're a fantastic team. Michelle brings so many years of experience from Monroe to Saline. And so even we're getting these business breakfasts, business building relationships breakfast, getting up and started again, which was wonderful. That's what we had this morning. She's bringing on new members. She's, you know, getting kind of everything back to normal post-COVID, bringing enthusiasm, bringing an incredible wealth of knowledge. And I just love her. I mean, I'm just raving about her. We just had Saline Salutes a couple of weeks ago at Lake Forest. That was fantastic. We got to honor those people in our community that have done so many incredible things. And now the next thing we're having is the business awards that are coming up in another month or two. And of course, golf outings and this and that and the other. So yeah, so I've gotten more involved with the chamber actually in the nine months. But Michelle has been fantastic. And their board's wonderful. Lisa Bozzi, she's incredible.
Yes. SalineChamber.org for more information about the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. And today, profiling member Washtenaw Christian Academy with the Director of Development and Community Relations from Washtenaw Christian Academy, Anhurst Kreitz. Great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy Ann.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.